How about saving a little time? What to know when traveling the Ohio Turnpike? We have with us Brian Neubacher from the Ohio Turnpike joining us this morning. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Bruce. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, let's talk about some of the things that people traveling, you know, getting out on the open road and planning their trips. But sometimes when they get on the turnpike, they notice that there might be some construction going on. It's starting everywhere, obviously, on roads. This is what happens in Northeast Ohio or throughout the state. But what does the turnpike have planned? What are some of their major projects for 2017?
Well, sure. We have a resurfacing project going on in Lorain County, and it's between milepost 136 and 144. So to give you an idea where that is, because most people aren't going to know where mileposts are, that's between Brownhelm Township and Elyria Township. And so that will require some lane closures, and but there'll be at least a single lane in each direction maintained at night. So we're going to try and do a lot of the work at night. That will be actually that started already a few weeks ago, and we hope to have that completed at the latest by November.
Brian, at the Turnpike, how do you prioritize and determine what's to be done in a given season?
Well, our biggest program right now is our pavement replacement program. It's taking up a large chunk of the capital improvement budget, $45.5 million this year. That's our priority, to replace the pavement from 60 years ago, all the way down to the ground. And so we're doing that in three sections this year. The nearest one is probably over in Erie County, between Groton and Oxford Townships. And so that's the priority. Beyond that, we look for the roughest sections of pavement. Some customers say, hey, there's a washboard section. Can you address that? And we'll certainly go out and look at it. And we inspect the turnpike on a daily basis in our travels to and fro. And so really that's how we determine where to go. And we have people that help us with that. ODOT even helps us with that by riding the road. And so that's basically how we do it. And we have bridge inspections on an annual basis. And we have a number of bridge deck replacements and bridge paintings going on this year as well.
So you do get feedback. You do listen to people who drive the turnpike who say, hey, we need some attention here.
Right. And last year we had our biggest season in many years. So this year we're actually doing 25% fewer lane miles. We had some complaints that there was so much work zone, people felt too tied up in work zones. However, you don't really lose that much time in a work zone. If you're in a 50-mile-per-hour zone and it's a half mile long, it only adds 10 seconds to your trip. So we ask, please be patient. Even though you don't see somebody working, the reason the limits are reduced is for good reason, because the size of the lanes have been narrowed. Traffic is traveling closer to each other, and so, side to side. So we want people to be safe. That's our number one goal.
Talk a little bit about the safety of the workers in these construction zones and the need for drivers to be especially careful.
Well, yeah, I mean, for their own safety and for the safety of our workers, we've lost 12 people since 1967 between turnpike maintenance crew members and Ohio State Highway Patrol troopers. So we don't want to add to that number at all. We'd like everyone to be safe, including our workers. We urge everyone to do their part, slow down, do not drive distracted, and you'll get home safely, and so will our workers.
We're talking this morning with Brian Neubacher from the Ohio Turnpike Commission. They've got a lot of construction going on here as well. The last recent one I remember encountering, Elyria towards North Ridgeville, was having a lot of lanes and stuff, but I think that's already finished up by now. It's been a while since I've been on that part of the turnpike, but you try to stagger it enough so that there's not too much pain at any one time, I suppose.
That's true. We do stagger it between sections of the turnpike, so as not to have to go from one work zone right into another. But in some cases, it may require a temporary fix between zones. So in those cases, we're just trying to keep the road in a condition that won't cause your, you know, any kind of damage to your vehicle.
Brian, you mentioned that numbers were up last year in many different respects, but I imagine, too, the Easy Pass way of traveling is taking off as well.
It is. More than half of our customers have an Easy Pass transponder, and still people don't realize that the rates for Easy Pass tolls are less than cash tolls. So if you drive the turnpike, you know, even a few times a year, it's going to save you money to get that Easy Pass. And it's good in a number of other states, 16, I believe.
One other thing, if I come upon a toll gate where there's no worker and I need to put in some money, do I have to have the exact change, or how does that work?
Well, you know, we have our ATPM tolls. It's automatic toll payment machine, and you can pay your credit card with that. So you don't have to have exact tolls except to have your credit card handy.
Am I the only one that high-fives Flo, by the way, when I pick up my ticket? Flo's giving me the stop sign, but I always give her a high-five when I pick up my ticket at the toll gate and head on my way. Maybe I'm the only one that does that, but
It's the first time I've heard that, Bruce.
Yes.
We appreciate Flo's presence on the turnpike. It's another way to generate non-toll revenue, and we're very happy that Progressive is one of our partners.
Right, and but she gives me the eye like she's making sure that I obey all the traffic rules and remember to slow down during those work zones. But it's a good way for people to travel across the state, the Ohio Turnpike. But again, there's a lot of construction going on. If people want to plan their trip and get an idea of where they might encounter something, what's the best way for them to do that?
Well, the best way to do that is to go to ohioturnpike.org or follow us on Twitter. We're at Ohio Turnpike, and we even have our executive director, Ohio Turnpike Guy, at Ohio Turnpike Guy, who tells us what's going on as well. So all of those methods you can log on or just look and see where the construction is. We even have detours posted for some of the bridge projects.
Sounds great. Brian Neubacher for the Ohio Turnpike Commission, thanks for sharing the time with us and getting the word out about traveling on the turnpike and as well being safe around those work zones. Appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Well, we appreciate the opportunity, Bruce. Thanks.